Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. Donald Kavanagh at the Highland Radio News Desk with the main evening news. In this bulletin, the Taoiseach says a deal on Brexit is possible within weeks. However, the DUP's Nigel Dodds says his party is very worried about recent comments in a letter from the British Prime Minister, Theresa May. Donegal Councillor Jack Murray, meanwhile, says United Ireland should look more appealing than ever following the publication of a report that says unification would be the best for both North and South in a post-Brexit scenario. Approval has been granted for the Abbey Vocational School in Donegal Town to construct and design a new general purpose area. New classrooms also approved, and the low take-up levels of broadband in rural areas are alarming the government, according to a new report. All those stories to follow, and as well as that, Oisin Kelly will be here at around 5:15 with all the latest sports stories. The Taoiseach says a deal on Brexit is possible within weeks. The issue has been dominating a meeting of the British-Irish Council, which has been taking place today on the Isle of Man. It comes as tensions mount between the DUP and the British Prime Minister over the future of Northern Ireland in a post-Brexit scenario. The DUP leader, Arlene Foster, says alarm bells are ringing after she received a letter from Theresa May suggesting the EU is pushing for a border down the Irish Sea in the event of no deal. The DUP's Nigel Dodds says that letter is a worrying development.
She's also saying that despite her previous promises about no difference in terms of single market or customs union for Northern Ireland, that she is prepared to look at separate single market rules for Northern Ireland, which would be a breach of her previous commitments.
Well, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar is more optimistic. He believes that a Brexit agreement is possible within a matter of weeks.
I'm hopeful that it can be done in the next few weeks. I think it's more likely than not that we will be able to conclude an agreement in the next few weeks before the end of the year. But lots of things can go wrong. And even if we can agree before the end of the year, bear in mind what's agreed will have to be ratified in Westminster, will also have to be ratified by the European Parliament.
Well, a Donegal councillor is calling on both governments in Westminster and also in Dublin to look very seriously at the idea of Irish unification. Councillor Jack Murray made his comments after a report suggested that unification would be to the benefit of North and South in the post-Brexit situation. He says United Ireland now looks more appealing than ever. The report looked at possible outcomes after the UK leaves Europe. It found a hard Brexit would mean a €10 billion loss to the Northern Ireland economy, whereas unification would see the country benefit by $23.5 billion over 7 years. Councillor Jack Murray says both governments must take the findings of the report seriously.
Often when we talk about the unification of Ireland, the question's always put, can we afford United Ireland? I think we now need to ask the question, can we afford not to have a United Ireland? This quite comprehensive document states that within 7 years of Irish reunification, the island as a whole would benefit by some $23.5 billion. That's $17.9 billion in the north and $5.6 billion in the south. While this was even more worrying, is the consequences of a hard Brexit. They claim could cost the island €42.5 billion. So I think we need to get real. We need to start looking at this option. I think all evidence points to the unification of Ireland being to the benefit of the economy for every citizen on this island, and in my view, it's the only solution to the dangers of Brexit.
In terms of Donegal, with all this happening, do you feel that the county could be worst affected in terms of a hard Brexit?
I think a hard border, or indeed any type of a border, would further isolate Donegal. I think Donegal has always suffered since the partition of Ireland, and we've been disregarded by both the Dublin government and by the Assembly and Parliament. So I think we need to address everything that we have to ensure that Donegal becomes fully integrated into the island. And I think that the unification of Ireland and the removal of any form of border can only benefit Donegal.
And that was Councillor Jack Murray speaking there to Catherine Gaffney. Approval has been granted for the Abbey Vocational School in Donegal Town to design and construct a new general purpose and dining area for the school. Donegal Deputy and Laskan Corla Patacope Gallagher says the school has also been granted planning permission for two temporary classrooms, while applications are being prepared at present for six permanent classrooms and a new ASD unit. He says the school is currently experiencing a massive growth in student enrolment, and earlier this year, temporary accommodation had to be approved for the school to cater for 180 new enrolments in this current academic year alone. The government is said to be alarmed at the low-level take-up of broadband in rural areas. AIR has been offering broadband to several thousand rural homes, 200,000 in total offered high-speed connections by AIR, but only 28,000 homes, that's 14%, have actually availed of that offer. The technology editor with the Irish Independent is Adrian Weckler.
AIR's biggest rival for fibre broadband, rolling out fibre broadband, Ciro, has roughly the same percentage of take-up. There's also an additional issue with that AIR broadband product in that it's quite expensive for people to sign up to, and a lot of operators won't sell it because they say the connection costs are too high.
Donegal County Council is being asked to place another pedestrian crossing on Pierce Road in Letterkenny, with claims that people attending a nearby health centre are being potentially endangered. Calls are growing for a crossing between the Ark Medical Centre and the Community Centre owing to a high volume of footfall. Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh says he'll be raising the issue at next week's sitting of Letterkenny Municipal District.
And particularly elderly people are saying to me that it's just so dangerous crossing that road, and it's so fast there, and there's so many elderly people that use the Ark Medical Centre, and a lot of them are saying to me that they find it difficult to use the car park at the Ark because they're not that comfortable about climbing to the different levels and about using machines and so on, so they tend to use the car park at the Community Centre, and that means having to cross the road, and they just find it very, very difficult. There's also people with disabilities and wheelchairs using that centre, and they have to get across there too. And Catherine, you probably know, for an able-bodied person, it's actually very, very difficult to cross that road at times and very dangerous because it's just so fast.
We know that there have been previous calls for pedestrian crossings to be established in different parts of the town. The council have sometimes come back and said that this might not suit the particular area. Are you confident that they may be willing to do this?
I'm hopeful, Catherine, that they listen to what I'm saying and listen to what the people that are coming to me are saying. But I'm never confident about these things until I see the answer. All I can do is try and push it. But I'm taking very much on board the concerns that have been brought to me, and I believe that they're very, very genuine concerns. And I think it is extremely dangerous crossing that road, and it's particularly dangerous if you're an older person and if you have an illness as well, which a lot of those people do. So it's just difficult, and I hope that the council will listen on it, and I hope that they will do something to provide a safe crossing there.
And that was Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh. INTO members in Donegal will be balloted on possible industrial action in the new year after members decided last week to reject the Public Service Stability Agreement. The INTO's Central Executive Committee says the discussions will lead to a ballot on industrial action. INTO official Sheena Friel has been outlining the process.
They're convening a branch officers' meeting for the 1st of December, discussing the outcome of the ballot and looking to the next step. The Central Executive Committee will be meeting with members in their districts and going to branch meetings, talking about the next steps and what form industrial action might take, with the view to balloting on industrial action in the new year. The consultation will be looking at the form that industrial action might take, with a view to informing members of the different consequences and that of industrial action.
Presumably in tandem with this, discussions will take place with the Department of Education. Are you in any way hopeful that we'll see the PSSA in any way revised in a way that may make it more acceptable to your members?
Obviously our ultimate outcome is pay equality, and that's what we're looking for, and that's what the members have indicated that they're committed to, and we would hope that through negotiations and through discussions we would be able to achieve that. You know, nobody wants to take industrial action, but we want to get into discussions, we want to open that up, and we want to make sure that we can get the pay equality that our members are looking for.
And of course, Joe McHugh, now Minister for Education, when do you anticipate INTO will be able to have an official meeting with the Minister to put its case before him?
There's a meeting scheduled in the next couple of weeks, and hopefully, look, the preliminary meetings, I don't know that there are formal discussions on the matter, but I think that we'll be looking at every opportunity we can to engage with the Minister and try to find a resolution to this.
And that was Sheena Friel of the INTO. Councillor Martin Harley says he's made no decisions about possibly contesting the next general election for Fine Gael, but says if asked by the party, he will give the matter serious thought. There has been speculation that Councillor Harley may run alongside sitting TD and Education Minister Joe McHugh in the next general election. Councillor Harley says he didn't attend a number of recent Fine Gael meetings at which it's understood the matter was discussed, but he says if approached, he'll think about it very carefully.
I've had numerous people on to me over a number of years about running in the people from the Finn Valley, from all parties, have asked me what I ever think of running. And I suppose a few years ago, after my daughter Kim passed away, I definitely ruled it out. Over the last 3 years, so now that people have been back on to me again, I said, Martin, would you reconsider your position? And people as far as away as Glencullen Hill and over at Donegal Town, where, and Frosses, of course, where I'm originally from, and the Finn Valley, people have gone to me, would you not consider it? So I haven't ruled it out, and I haven't ruled it in. That's the way I am at the moment. I suppose we don't know when there's an election. It could be 2 months, it could be 2 years. We don't know when that is. I know Fine Gael have been talking to other people as well, so if they decide that if the party and the people want me, I'll definitely give it high consideration.
We understand there have been a couple of meetings in the past few weeks as it relates to this.
Yeah, I know there was. I wasn't a party to those meetings. I wasn't at any of those meetings, but I know there was meetings discussing local elections and general elections. Unfortunately, on the night that meetings were on, I was doing ETB work as chairman of the ETB in Donegal. At the minute, I had other functions on. The party respect the fact that I had to attend those events. So, but I know my name has been put forward at those, has been mentioned at those meetings, and that I should be encouraged to run if a general election is called.
But you haven't made any decision in regards to that as of yet?
I haven't made no decision. I need to discuss with my family, which is first and foremost, and then make a decision then.
And that was Councillor Martin Harley. The family of Jojo Dullard say she will never be forgotten, despite being missing for 23 years. The Kilkenny woman vanished on the 9th of November 1995 after making a phone call from a telephone box in Moon in County Kildare. There's not been any trace of her despite extensive searches and ongoing appeals from her family. Earlier today, her sister Kathleen Bergen spoke to Beat 102-103 and said, despite the long length of time, the family remains hopeful.
The teams that are working on Jojo's case at the moment, they've gone back to all the retired detectives and gotten as much information off of them as they can. We're very hopeful that the serious crime review team will start Jojo's case for us soon. This team will actually, they'll go more into detail, and I hope they will reevaluate.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Find the perfect running shoe for you at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15. We say good evening to Washington Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with news of soccer, and James McLean has apologised to the broader Stoke supporter base for the comments he made on social media last weekend. The Republic of Ireland winger described a section of fans that had been abusing him as uneducated cavemen in an Instagram post. McLean was responding to a small number of Stoke supporters who he claims were abusing him for his religious beliefs and upbringing. The 30-year-old says he apologises to the vast majority of Stoke fans who may disagree with his decision not to wear a poppy, but are decent and respectful. Liverpool's owners have issued a denial that they're looking to sell the club. A report in the New York Post claims the Fenway Sports Group would listen to offers in excess of $2 billion for the Premier League outfit. A club spokesman has called the report unfounded speculation, adding that Liverpool is not for sale. FSG bought the club in 2010. Eddie Howe has been named as the Premier League's Manager of the Month for October. He won the award after Bournemouth earned 10 points from a possible 12 and reached the quarterfinals of the League Cup. Meanwhile, Stephen Kenny has been named as the Manager of the Month for October here in Ireland. The Dundalk boss led the Lily Whites to a fourth Premier Division title last month before completing the double with a 2-1-1 over Cork in the FA Cup final. Sheffield United have the chance to go back to the top of the Championship table tonight. They're taking on crosstown rivals Sheffield Wednesday. Kick-off at Bramall Lane, 7:45. There's a mid-table battle on up in Scotland tonight in the Premiership. It's Aberdeen against Hibs, and that game takes place at Pittodrie. On to the FAI Schools Interprovincials, which started this afternoon at the AUL Complex in Dublin. And Ulster are off to a good start as they get underway for the second half. Ulster are leading there by 2-0 against Munster. Dara Ellison and Corey McBride scoring in the opening half for Paul Brown and Martin Kavanagh's Ulster team. Well, the Donegal Junior Football League proceedings for the weekend were due to get underway tonight, but the match in Division 2 between Kopany Rovers and Dale Harps has been called off due to the weather. In the Irish Premiership, there is 5 games down for decision tomorrow afternoon. Institute go on the hunt for a 6th win of the season. They are on the road at Dungannon Swifts. Stoot are currently 9 points ahead of joint bottom Dungannon. Elsewhere, Coleraine just like Institute of 5-1s under their belt, are also on the road. They go to Belfast to play joint leaders Linfield. The other side who sit top are Glenavon, and they take on Warren Point Town. Among some of the other local junior games to be played over the weekend, Ulster Senior League, I suppose the big game once again is the battle of the top two, this time in the league, Cockhill Celtic against Letterkenny Rovers on Sunday afternoon. That's one of three games. And there's also three games in the FAI Junior Cup latest round, with Ulster Celtic against Glengad United, Lifford play Greencastle, and Capri Rovers are up against Kildrum Tigers. In rugby, there's no Pro 14 league action for a couple of weeks, but Ulster will play Uruguay tonight in Belfast. The Northern Province have selected a young side for the friendly at Kingspan Stadium. Donegal's Joe Dunleavy, who has played for the under-20s and Ulster A-team, could make his senior debut this evening. The Letterkenny man has been named among the replacements for that game. The Irish side that had their captain's run at the Aviva ahead of tomorrow's test against Argentina. Rory Best led the side this morning ahead of his first international since the Grand Slam, sealing one over England on St Patrick's Day. The skipper's been outlining the task ahead of his teammates tomorrow.
Yeah, some very, very impressive wins and very impressive away wins. So we're under no illusions how tough it's going to be. They constantly play some of the best teams in the world, whether it's the Super Rugby with the Jaguars or whether it's the Rugby Championship, and they are going to be formidable. And they're not just formidable up front, like I think historically everyone knows Argentina are, but with some of the speed and skill they have in the backs, they are going to be a real handful. And we know, as you do every autumn when you play the top teams, that it is going to be a real task.
And local rugby, feature game tomorrow comes from OMA in All-Ireland League Division 2C as the hosts look to build on their win against City of Derry last week. Tullamore are the opposition for the OMA men tomorrow. As for Derry, they're on the road. They're going to Dublin to take on Malahide. And there is, of course, games involving North West sides right across the various divisions in Ulster. Also tomorrow, Letterkenny go to second place Monaghan in Championship 3. And Strabane also on the road as they visit Cavan. In Gaelic games, Roscommon appear to be on the verge of appointing a new senior football manager. An emergency county board meeting has been called for tonight, with the vacancy the only item on the agenda. The Rossies have been without a manager since Kevin McStay stepped down in September. It's widely touted that former Galway hurling manager Anthony Cunningham could be appointed tonight. Last month saw preferred candidate Aidan O'Rourke withdraw from the race at the last minute. Carl Lacey was to be part of the proposed backroom team, but O'Rourke pulled out when Lacey was unable to commit. There is a limited programme of fixtures here in Donegal on Saturday and Sunday. Tomorrow, the Under-21 Hurling Championship final is taking place, with Bird set to play St Eunan's. Then on Sunday, the action includes the Under-21A Football Championship semi-final, with Niamh Connell against Glenfinn. The winners will take on St Eunan's. And the Division 3 playoff series will get underway in McCool Park. Niamh Breed are taking on Killybegs in the first of those games. Also on Sunday in Tyrone, the Division 1 All-County League final taking place at Killyclogher. Champions will be crowned, with Errigal Kieran taking on Oma St Enda's. In golf, a second round 69 brings Shane Lowry into contention at the halfway mark of the Nedbank Challenge. The Claraman has a share of fourth at 4 under. Lowry and co are still 5 shots adrift of Sergio Garcia, who leads on 9 under. Rory McIlroy is 1 under. Patrick Harrington 2 over. Paul Dunn sits at 5 over. In basketball, there's a doubleheader tomorrow in Letterkenny involving the men's and women's sides from the Northwest. In the women's Division 1, Fab Plus Northwest are taking on the Portlaoise Panthers. That's at 4 o'clock for the women. And then the men will follow after 6, with the LYIT Donegal looking for their third one of the National League campaign. They're taking on the Sligo All-Stars. Rafoe are on the road tomorrow in the Ulster Premier League as they look for their second one of the competition. They make the trip to Antrim tomorrow afternoon. Then on Sunday, Ulster and Even Age Cross Country Championships are taking place. A whole host of Donegal competitors hoping to bring back medals on Sunday afternoon. And just finally, in boxing, the Irish Athletic Boxing Association has expressed their concern at the sport's future Olympic status. They've revealed that they voted for unsuccessful candidate Sirik Konabagov in the ABA presidential elections last week. The Kazakh lost to Gafar Rakhmonov. The International Olympic Committee has previously stated that boxing's continued Olympic status would be in jeopardy due to Rakhmonov's connections to organised crime in his native Uzbekistan. That's it, Donal. Well, more sport in Highland tomorrow with Saturday Sport. Chris Ashmore in studio after the two news.
Thanks, Oisin. A new programme has been launched in Donegal to offer more supports for members of the Roma community in the county. The project's intended to make it easier for people to access a wide range of supports in education, housing and medical services. The programme is one of six across the country. It was launched today in Donegal by Minister David Stanton. Siobhan McLaughlin is the manager of the Donegal Travellers Project.
Travellers or Roma are nomadic. Some families come and stay and some families come for a while and move on. But at the moment, there are approximately 48 Roma families in the county. Those Roma families started calling into Donegal Travellers Project looking for support and guidance. We have a preschool on the back road. Netherkenny and a lot of Roma attended that over the last 5 years. So we felt we were well placed in terms of trying to establish a more strategic approach to Roma issues here.
Agus anois an nocht a léamh ag Colm Ferriter.
Go manna díobh Colm Ferriter an seo lena príomh scéalta. Glacú de aon guth le rún ag tacú le curí bhaim acht gaeilge ó thuaidh ag ard eis Ellen. Grúpa a chur an comhoinneas idir teangathe chun tosaí an deireadh seachtaine seo i thart. Mar chuid den cruinniú an róbreis agus ceathra ionadaithe i láthair, tugú túsáide de phlé agus rún ar cearta teanga agus reachtaíocht de bhion teangathe ar fud na húrapa. Dúirt an doctor Neil Comer uachtar an conúir na gaeilge Go Goran Ellen Gomor Latakiart da Art Gaeliga Ohui. August Kainche Aspa Gneve Realtus Nabratan Yelibliantianus. August Go Lanan Conru Nigeliga Leshan Af Kojukt Con Karta Changa Akenchu the Fobble Nigeliga. Karta Ateg Pobble Mion Changa or Fodnahurupa Hanafin. Ejuria Lin Kredjan Birchinga Truer O Yas Nach Mor Lyah Ohui Gor Kartan Stat Nismo Takiart O Horchtan Gaeliga. Medu Santosa o Yavilis a Kuijeg, Darlesh and Turish Kataija, Caird A and Scale, the Conor Nigeliga. A false you, Arena Shart in your Komai, Augusta Gaholus, Egg and Save Sina G Bunkai E. Tafaris Nigeliga, Egg Lorog Iratish, Oini Ener, Na Ocolacti, Contaija, Akori Creek, Agus Colia, Akora Foil, Arkesh, Na Coor Bacta, and Arniel, Na Falsharukta Geliga, Bay and Che, a Capart, Safost, Stage, Raha, and Arniel Avas, Comai, Labali, Fad, Tarma, Na Falsharukta, and Geliga, Aladru, Agus Akinchu, Agus Fogritar, Gualsha, Maroon, Ag Pubble, Ellen Hori, Lanachurai, Listen Tradition, Re, Avayaku, Major the scale of falsehood to Radio Nigeltic to a new tradition of Kangli to Latrevsha Neve Column Killer. For Reed Jarana and Alan Patsy Dan McCurry Boys Lynn Namisa Shoy Hart. August Carter Tus Le Rangana Dosa Erin Kuigu La Jeg and Geraldine Shahogin Iglobja Neve Onan and Letri Cannon. Ejer a heart goji lahanye and ni is the falter of a hananye, agus bay narangan a shin, a ractal fridgeman the geliga. Shin machodshe eligulier, slan agus banacht.
Kalamag of the column. Well, the forecast very wet and very windy this evening with heavy, possibly thundery bursts of rain continuing, giving excess water on roads and some spot flooding possible. Strong and very blustery southeast winds also with gales or strong gales in coastal areas. The very wet and windy weather will clear early tonight. It'll stay windy with fresh southeast winds veering southerly to southwesterly, strong and gusty in coastal areas. But there will be some dry clear spells as well with just some scattered showers. Lowest overnight temperatures 3 to 6 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow it'll be bright with occasional sunny spells, but some showers scattered around as well. Top temperatures 8 to 10 degrees Celsius, breezy at first with fresh southwest winds, but they'll decrease light to moderate south to southwest tomorrow in the afternoon and in the evening. But just to remind you, there have been yellow wind and rain warnings in effect all day, and it is still very wet and very windy out there this evening with some spot flooding in places if you're travelling. Please do take care. Looking at the main stories in a brief this evening, the Taoiseach says a deal on Brexit is possible within weeks. He's been speaking at the Isle of Man, where he's been attending a meeting of the British-Irish Council. However, after receiving a letter from the British Prime Minister Theresa May, the DUP say they're concerned that Northern Ireland may be sacrificed and a border in the Irish Sea is still a possibility as far as they're concerned. A Donegal councillor says, meanwhile, a United Ireland should be seriously considered by both governments after a report prepared this week and published by KL.
BBC consultants suggested that unification would be the best economic outcome for both North and South in the event of Brexit. And approval has been granted for the Abbey Vocational School in Donegal Town to design and construct a new general purpose and dining area for the school. The school's also been granted preliminary planning approval for two temporary classrooms, and applications were standing for other developments. Next news is at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 9th of November. The death has taken place of Samuel Cole, formerly of Drumbarnet, Bogey, Newton Cunningham. He died at his son William's residence at Tullyvinny, Raphoe. His remains will repose at William's residence from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral service there on Sunday afternoon at 2:30, with burial afterwards in the family plot at Newton Cunningham Presbyterian Church. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Renal Dialysis Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Gibson Funeral Directors, Convoy. The death has taken place of William Billy McGonigal, 4 Woodend Park, Strabane. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10:45, for Requiem Mass at 11:30 in Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Marie Curie, care of any family member. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has taken place of Nan Todd, Church Street, Rathmullen. Her remains will repose at her home from 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Remelton Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of Sweeney Funeral Directors or any family member. The sudden death has occurred of Anjo Duffy, Daly Terrace, Letterkenny. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass on Sunday at 12 noon in St. Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with interment afterwards in New Lick Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Con MacDade & Sons Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Margaret McBride, Largan Rea, Downings. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Sunday to the Church of St. John the Baptist, Carrigart, for Requiem Mass at 11:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Anne Stout, née Curran, Dorset Street, Dublin, and formerly of Castle Third, St. Johnson. Her remains will repose at Kelly's Funeral Home, Oakfield, Raphoe, from 8 o'clock this evening, with rosary at 9 o'clock, and again tomorrow evening with viewing from 6 p.m. and rosary at 9. Funeral from Kelly's Funeral Home on Sunday morning at 10:20, going to St. Bathan's Church, St. Johnson, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of James Ruddy, Old Town, Kuldaff. His remains are reposing at his late home. Funeral from there on Sunday at 12:20, for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock in St. Mary's Church, Bochan, Kuldaff. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Oncology Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Liam Collins, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Patrick Harley, formerly of Ranahole and Glasgow. His remains will repose at his niece Colette's home in Glasgow on Sunday and Monday, the 11th and 12th of November. Funeral Mass will take place in Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Cardonald, at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, November 13th, with burial afterwards in St. Cunville's Cemetery, Barhead. And the death has taken place at St. Luke's Hospital, Harrow in London, of Gladys Keating, née Given, Hatch End, Harrow, London, formerly of Hillhead, Ardra. Her remains are en route to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, arriving this evening at 7:15. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard.